JQ here.
We did opposite.
We decided to introduce each other, so that worked. That was nice.
How's it going, guys?
How's it going? Tampa is lit right now. We are going. Okay, so by the time this airs, we would know who won the Super Bowl already. But
we pre-record, so right. It is actually the day before Super Bowl. So we don't know who's going to win, but we just know that Tampa is ratchet and it's acting wild. Why?
Tampa is lit. The city is lit. It's a great time to be in Tampa Bay. However, we're going to just go right into our grown folk business. Do you want to talk about yours first? You want to talk about the fucking city?
Okay, well, the city, I feel like we have more to talk about with that. With me, you know, same old stuff. We can only, like, we were talking about routine yesterday with my brother, but, you know, I'm in a routine right now. On weekends, yeah, I work, so then I try to find different things to do aside, you know, from homework and other shit, just to make sure I'm getting everything done. So I'm always playing catch up. I always feel like it's never ending. But recently it's been a little like rocky for me and BD. So baby daddy, if y'all don't know what that means. It's been hard communicating and trying to get things right. You know, it's just a process.
Yeah.
And it's just been a little frustrating.
I feel like co-parenting is just so much harder than it needs to be when there's no communication.
Right. Compared to when you could have communication and just
right, like mature communication could get us so far, but yet
here we are all messed up.
Gosh.
But yeah, other than that, it's just that's my, like, you know, more recent stuff that's been since the last week. But yeah, I mean, life is good, can't complain. I'm working, I got a roof over my head.
Yeah. Week one as roomies has been successful. We've been good.
Yeah, I'm almost done with my room.
Yeah, it's looking okay. It's like,
I really have to get a dresser, guys. Okay, so I had this big dresser with the mirror, and then I had this other big dresser just that held clothes and stuff. So, like, the other big dresser with the mirror was way too big. So now I have to find one that I can put my stuff on top of. So I have, like, a ton of shit that I just have, like, my jewelry and things like that, where I don't have anywhere to put it.
Yeah.
So I'm just stuck here with bags full of shit.
Girl, look on Marketplace. Like, Facebook Marketplace, I'm telling you, has crazy stuff. Crazy good stuff.
I'm going to have to do that. But other than that, that's been my life.
Yeah. Nothing's really been going on with me.
Yeah.
Just been chilling, been
homework, school.
I haven't started school yet. I start school not this Monday, but next Monday.
You know, I thought about that yesterday. I'm like, this girl been chilling. When did she do homework?
It's been great. It's been great.
I'm over here like, I got school stuff. Where did this girl anyway? She's like,
I know, I'm like, you want a drink? You want me to make you a drink?
But knowing Dolly, I didn't even question it. I'm like, oh, she got it done. She got the homework done.
Some way, somehow.
Right. I never see her do homework, but it's going to get done.
No, man, I don't start yet. And I love that I did this to myself. Because I was not ready to go back. I had no motivation. I'm like, oh, I can prolong it and start in February, but I'm going to do that.
Last minute, I procrastinated, but I did it.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did it.
That's all that. Girl, I've been consistent 2 semesters.
Yes.
We have to keep going, you know?
Yeah.
This will be, this will be the end of my first year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can't say I did too great the first semester. still in there.
Yeah, you're getting accustomed to it.
You know, and you know, that's the thing too, because I went so long without schooling. I was like, what is
girl,
this?
That is why when you said, I feel like I'm just going to go all in and do full time, I was like, maybe you should go part time and get yourself.
I have heart, okay?
I know. I was like, your intentions are good, but you haven't been in school in a minute.
Let's be realistic, girl. You got a kid. You working. What are you doing?
And you got to take math? No, girl. Just be chill. Just take it one day at a time.
My worst subject.
That's my work, girl. Anytime I hear math, I have an anxiety attack.
What? Math? You've been doing work?
Oh, God. Hell no.
But talking about...
back to the grown folk. Tampa is on some grown folk shit this weekend. So Tampa as a whole has a great opportunity for, like, our city we know our city is great. I feel like we know that. You know, like, we've spent years in Tampa partying, appreciating everything that Tampa has to give us. But this is the time to put Tampa on the map. Super Bowl is being hosted here, and it's the first time in history that the home team, the team that is hosting, well, the city that is hosting the Super Bowl, is they're the same team that it's in the Super Bowl. So this has never happened before. So I'm just gonna rant a little bit, because last night, which was Friday night, the Friday night before the Super Bowl, there was a shooting in Ybor City. Mm-hmm. And let me just, first of all, what I want to say is grow the fuck up. Grow up. This is bigger than your problems. Super Bowl weekend is about the city. I don't give a fuck what you have going on. Save it for next weekend.
This was like the time for like the racist shit to be put to the side. Everything. All the bullshit to be put to the side for Tampa to come together and be like, we lit.
Yes.
And we in the yes. lit.
And y'all, but the first night had a fucking shooter. I'm done. Grow up. Grow up. This is petty. And this is the, okay. So what ended up happening? Let me calm down.
She's mad.
Because I, she's mad. This shit, okay, so I understand why people go through certain things and people do certain things and people's lifestyles are different, you know?
Right.
I understand that, but there are certain things that people do that are just so stupid to me. So stupid.
You're just like, why?
And this is one of them. Another one, side note, is when people fucking race in the, like, mm-hmm. in traffic. Stupid.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's
and
a whole other
let me tell
subject.
You, they do that like crazy over
yes.
here.
Yes. Another subject. Another topic. But this is one of those things. Because if you just use your brain and you just use your head and really think what this is going to do for your city, how this is going to blow up for you, it's so much bigger than the petty-ass drama that you have that could wait for another time, honestly.
Right.
Honestly. And this is the, so what ended up happening tonight, a lot of the activities in Ybor got canceled, including a band that we know that is, you know, this is a time for all the creative people and all the artistic people
to be recognized.
This is a great opportunity for them, for, you know, and everything got, a whole bunch of shit got canceled, including their show. And now nobody trusts Ybor. And this is the exact reason you're handing rich people reasons as to why we need gentrification. Honestly. And I hate gentrification. I think that the city is great. It has flaws. But don't hand the fucking rich people opportunities as to why you should get kicked out of your house.
Or where they should be
taking
something else.
And why the city should get gentrified.
Right.
Like, you're ruining the uniqueness of Tampa.
And what the thing is, though, Ybor is becoming gentrified as exactly. it is already. They've so built so much stuff around
you're
it.
You're handing people more reason. All these people, all these investors, all these bills that get signed, that is all gentrification. And you're giving people more of a reason to want it.
Mm.
And that's just fucking stupid. Then you're going to be out of a house. You're going to be out of everything. You got to find another place to move because you can't live in Ybor anymore because it's
expensive
as fuck.
Right.
And then you're going to be complaining saying gentrification sucks. No, you know what sucks? Everyone's attitude. Like, everyone's decisions. If people were smarter, honestly, if people in the hood act differently, there would be no reason to gentrify the city. You know what I'm saying? Because it would already be good.
I feel like it also, they set it up that way though too. Like, so it could be like, you could be in a city where, like, we could live in Tampa, but Tampa not have any opportunities. You know what I'm saying? So it could be that too, but still, no excuses.
We're
grown. Ybor, you're grown as fuck. You're going to these clubs, you're 18 plus. Don't tell me
just
you don't know what you're doing.
Just be smarter than that, dude. Like, go do it somewhere else. This is Tampa's time to shine, and you fucked it up. And now then Tampa, as a city, is not going to fuck with it. And the city made it very clear. They canceled shows. They canceled a whole bunch of shit on Super Bowl weekend, which is a big move for them to
do. Yeah, which is a big deal. That's a huge deal. Because they know it's going to be lit. It's already lit.
And then, not to mention that we've been in a pandemic the past year, and imagine all these bartenders and these servers that are getting a great opportunity to get back on their feet.
And you know what's so crazy, too, though? Because so many people, another thing, too, Florida doesn't have the restrictions that a lot of other places and states do.
Right.
So you have tons of people coming from out of state. From, like, yesterday we had an Uber driver. Came 150 miles from his house.
Just to Uber
around Tampa. Just to get money. I was like, what? This is insane.
Dude, it's just so frustrating. And I hate gentrification. But after last night, my mentality is like, yeah, gentrify the fucking city.
Yeah.
Do it. Because
you can't even have a good time. Like, who wants to worry about that shit?
I love Tampa, and I've always loved Tampa. But this shit is ridiculous. Don't fuck up everyone
and
else's.
I'm not surprised because, I mean, it wasn't a surprise. Like, oh.
Yeah, it really wasn't. And that's the other sad part. Yeah, that it wasn't shocking.
Right.
Like,
it's like, oh, here, another one. But why'd you guys have to do it this weekend?
Right. Damn. Out of all the weekends. Right. What happened to last weekend? Bitch, y'all couldn't wait 3 days? To solve your egotistical issues. That's all it is. Your ego is hurt by something.
Girl.
And you don't know how to deal. Like, that's the way you deal with it. Like, just keep it for something else. Honestly. Like, everyone needs to grow the fuck up.
No, but seriously, because, like...
And I'm not, like... No,
like, we go out, we want to have a good time. That's the whole purpose and point.
Right.
We don't want to deal with people shooting up the clubs.
And the world
getting
is...
Getting shot. Like, who wants to
deal
with that
and
shit?
The world is already so fucking chaotic as it is.
And we just want to go make it more.
You're just going to fuck it up even more. I can't. Sometimes humans just. And like I said, I don't understand people's perspective. I get it. I get that people have different lifestyles than I do. So I don't understand what it's like to be in that situation where you feel like you need to carry a gun with you and shoot up in the middle of a crowd. You know, like I don't understand it. I get that it happens. But this is like. We need to be advocates for a change, to be better. You know what I'm saying? Because people need to start thinking with their fucking heads.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go tonight and we're going to go to Ybor.
Real quick. we're going to go for like one drink and then we're out because, bitch, I love my life.
We're talking about this. I'm cracking up because we're talking about this craziness and we are definitely about to pop up over there.
No, because I told Jackie, I'm like, listen, there was a shooting in Ybor last night. She's like, well, I think we should still go.
The first thing I said, I need to get strapped.
Right. I was like, wait a minute. We need to not. Okay, but let's go for one drink.
Right.
let's go take an Uber early.
We'll see what happens. I mean, it is early right now, so.
But it was cool, like, seeing the footage from last night, like, the crowd. It was like old Ybor, like how lit Ybor used to be.
Yeah.
And then somebody fucked it up. God damn it. But.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we're going out tonight, and I heard it's fucking wild. The city is going nuts.
I believe it.
So I'm really excited about it, but I think we should also have a plan at all times.
Yeah.
It's just in case some crazy shit goes down. It's only us two,
so we haven't gone out, us two, in a long time.
Like years.
Yes. That's crazy.
Years.
You guys are about to have so much fun.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to be posting pictures.
Yeah.
If we remember.
Some videos. Videos and pictures. We have to. This is a historic moment.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all ruined a historic moment with a shooting. I'm just kidding.
I know, right? No, for real, God. Though. Like, people were probably fucking with Tampa, and then they're like, oh, no, we got to get out of here.
This is why I will never move to Tampa.
But I'm going to stay in this hotel real quick. Just for the Super Bowl.
And, like, Ybor's already under this huge gentrification bill. Like this whole thing that's going to push out the Section 8 housing. And now the city is not going to fight for it. You know what I'm saying? The city's not going to vote against this bill now. Because right. They're going to be like, you know what? Yeah, maybe we do need this.
Right.
It's fucking messed up. Y'all need to think. But you know, it starts with one person being an advocate for that and teaching people that. And I think that this has taught me personally to do that. And to be like, look, yes, gentrification fucking sucks. So how do you stop it? You don't just sit around and complain about it and then act stupid and act do the same things that you've been doing your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you figure out a way to be better.
Right.
Anyway, that's my rant. Go Bucks.
I did that today at work and someone was like, yeah. I was like, oh,
people
yeah.
love it, dude. At my job, every time I'm on the phone and I'm like, okay, well, have a great day. They're like, you too. Go Bucks.
Okay. Go Bucks. Knowing damn well we aren't into football.
Right.
But this, you know, you gotta watch all the big games. You know, you gotta watch the World Series.
This
you
Super Bowl, I'm a fan. I'm 100% a fan.
My ass. I'm a Tampa girl now. My ass always saying that. I'm a Tampa girl. Tampa Bay. I'm a Tampa Bay
I'm
now.
I'm a
Tampa Bay. I'm cracking
up. No, but I still love Tampa, and I still think that great things are gonna happen after, especially if the Bucks win.
Oh man.
Great things are gonna happen.
You would think that they're
crazy
now. Oh my god, if they win. But a lot of people think that the Kansas Chiefs are gonna win.
Well, a lot of people are wrong.
I've been hearing, man.
I don't know because it's gonna be a good game.
I wonder if am I gonna watch it? Like
yeah, girl, we're all gonna be like,
oh, I forgot. My mom told me about that earlier too. She's like, I was like, what are you doing tomorrow? She's like, oh, I'm going to, you know, Dottie's mom's house. And she was like, yeah, Dottie said she was going to stop by. I was like, oh, I was going to say I was going to stop by too. We'll see you there.
Right.
We'll be there.
Yeah, I'm going to go early. So just.
I'll probably pop by after work.
Yeah.
Just because I get out later.
It's going to be a good change. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, and then do my homework while watching the game.
There we go.
Hey, there we got plans. We got plans.
But yeah.
Sounds good, but should we roll into what our episode is about?
Yeah, sorry, I had to get off my chest.
It's okay. We know how it is, girl. Yeah. This is our weekly thing.
Mm-hmm.
But today, guys, our episode is on FWB,
friends with benefits. Mm. And I feel like as a young adult, majority of us have had friends with benefits at some point in our life.
I agree.
I was gonna say what?
I would have been like, I feel like a few years ago I would have been like, no, never that. Da, 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 da. Things have changed.
Yeah. Because sometimes like, okay, so first of all, a friend with benefits is somebody that you're sexual with.
Without being romantic.
Right. Without being romantically involved. Kind of just like we're here for one thing and one thing only. And right. then we
And then that's I'll it. I'll see you till next time, right?
Right. And it's an agreement. It's an agreement between two adults that this is what it is and nothing more, nothing less. But unfortunately, the thing with friends with benefits is majority of the time, one person catches feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Which is natural because sex is a very sacred...
An intimate thing.
Intimate thing. And you're exchanging energy. And of course, you're going to be... Somebody's going to feel some type of way about the other.
Right.
So, with that being said, I still think friends with benefits is a good thing.
Yeah? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about sharing my energy with everybody.
We'll I agree. That. I think you should still be definitely. Well, who fucking knows? Some people don't give a fuck.
Right.
But that's the thing too, though.
I feel like you have to emotionally disconnect yourself for it to be able to work. I feel like. Because it's not going to. If you have your emotions involved, other things are going to come up. Hey, why, you know, why you just want to hook up with me? And, you know.
Right. Like, this is what we said was going to happen.
This is what we do. Right. We said and we agreed to this. But. You know, and that's another thing too. You have to communicate and be on the same level as to what you guys want, what you guys need.
And I think that the minute that you see it's something more than what you agreed upon, it's time to cut that shit off. Because the minute that somebody has feelings, it's not like a light switch that they could just stop. They could stop their feelings and turn it off and be like, no, but let's keep going. That's a recipe for disaster.
But I feel like it should be the same the other way around because if you feel like they're catching feelings, maybe you should cut it off too.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's
so
what I'm
like
saying.
You know, I don't know. I just.
But the reason I still vouch for it and I still think it's a good thing is because sometimes you're emotionally unavailable. Sometimes in a certain time of your life, you just know you're emotionally unavailable, but you just. Sometimes you just want to have sex. Yeah. Sometimes you just want to hook up. And then let that be that.
I have toys.
But well, sometimes... sorry. Sometimes... Okay, so...
Sometimes it's not the same.
Right. The last friends we've been... So weird because my mom's listening to this, but... Sorry, Mom. But, I know. The last friends with benefits I had was years ago, but,
And Johnny's listening.
I know. Sorry, boo. He knows about it. I told Johnny, because Johnny's never had friends with benefits, a friend with benefits.
Mm-hmm. He's a relationship.
Yeah, and guy. I told him, well,
stand now up, you're never. Stand up guy, by the way.
Right. I told him when we first started dating, I was like, well, that sucks, because now you're never going to have one.
Right. Because not you and me.
Right, not you and me, so now you're never going to get the experience. But, yeah, this was years ago, and I knew I was emotionally unavailable. I really liked being single. I really liked doing my own thing. I didn't want anybody telling me that I went out too much, partied too much, did something too much.
I'm at that point right now. Exactly. I feel like I am definitely, like, it's been a year now. A year and some change. What? Single. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's by choice. Like, don't get me wrong. I can get me some help. But I'm done. No, but I'm not really on that. I have other things I have to concentrate on. Like, that's honestly one of the last things on my mind. Like, I think about it from time to time, of course. But, like, I got so much shit going on that isn't a concern. And right now, with the way my life is and the way that my routine is and the way I have things with my son, it does kind of, like, not stir something. I don't want to say stir something in me, but it's kind of like to change it all up and involve somebody in it, mm-hmm. is another big step. And am I willing to take that? Right. I don't know, and I don't know if I'm ready anybody. For that right now.
And I feel like you'll know if you meet somebody, you'll know that you want to do that.
Right.
It'll come naturally. Like, I want to involve you in my life.
Yeah, I think that's very true too. But I just think that. Me, and then me being the one, because I'm definitely a relationship person.
Yeah.
But it's just, my mindset has changed on a lot of things, because I know that I have to, I have things I need to build up with myself. I have goals that I want to achieve. And for me, it's like, regardless if I got a guy in my life or not, that's going to happen. That's how I see it. My shit is going to happen regardless if anyone's in my life like that romantically or not, you know? So I just don't. Not that I don't see it as a necessity. Well, yeah. I don't see it as a necessity right now. I'm doing it by myself. Exactly. So it's kind of like if and when I do decide that I do want that, it's going to be just that. Something I want, not exactly. something I need, you know?
Exactly. But, and I feel like a lot of people, a lot of adults tend to find themselves in situations where they don't want to. They would rather focus their energy on their job. Or their, you know, their career, on school, on their kids. They would rather focus more of that energy towards something else versus a relationship. But, you know, we're humans.
Right.
We're attracted to other people, and sometimes we want that attention. Sometimes we want that satisfaction. And, you know, I think that it's okay. I think it should be more talked about.
I think it just depends on who you are and also, like, what you have to know who you are as a person. If you can't do that, you just can't do it. You know, like, if that's something you can't do, then you just know you can't do it. Don't go trying and getting hurt and, you know.
Or sometimes you may think that you're that type of person, and then you do it and you're like, wait a minute, I am definitely not this type of person.
Right.
I was wrong.
So learn from that, figure yourself out, and then move from there, because you can't sit there and be in something like that and not know what you want and set them boundaries, you know, like, it's important, especially with something like that. We can go into so much other stuff.
I know, because I feel like the last time I had a friends with benefits situation, I was single for so long that a relationship was the farthest thing from my mind.
How long were you single till you got with somebody?
Till I got in a relationship again. Girl, well, okay. I was single from 19 till 24.
And you know, I always say this all the time, because for as long as I know Dolly, not that I was always in a relationship, but most of my 20s I was in a relationship. So we were not on different levels, but we were.
Yeah.
Because you were doing a whole different thing, you know, living life.
I know. I would call her and be like, I got a friend with benefits.
Right.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you about it.
She's telling me the good stuff, and I'm all like, yeah, I'm booed up. And guess what? I'm pregnant.
I know.
So, you know, shit just happens, but I think things happen for a reason. But, you know, we just learn, we live. But yeah, just like I feel like knowing yourself is very important. For me, you know how I was. Mm-hmm. I'm still kind of like that, but and what we mean is like I'm the type that does like relationships. I do feel like I get emotionally attached to people when I do like have sex with somebody. I don't know. It's just I don't know how to explain it.
It's more intimate for you.
Right. It's mm-hmm. more it definitely is, but I can understand your side of it though. Mm-hmm. And I agree with it too. Mm-hmm. Cuz like sometimes you do need you want that, but you don't want the commitment of it.
Right. And I think for me, I wanted the intimacy, but I was okay with leaving the intimacy where I found it. Right. Like, all right, it's there.
Right.
Now I'm going to go on with my whole, because I don't want intimacy right. in my whole life. I just want it for the moment. And then I'm going to go out and do my own thing. Mm-hmm. And then when I want some more intimacy, but right now my focus isn't on intimacy with somebody, you know, with a partner. That's not my focus, right? That's where my head was at. Like, I was so far away from building a relationship and marriage. The idea of marriage and relationship and everything, I was like, no, I have time for that. I'm having fun. And until, in my mindset, if I met somebody that could match my and lifestyle, then I would consider it. But no one was matching what I was doing. Or maybe I didn't give them any chances or something, but I was just in a different space. I think if I were to ever be single again, it would take me a minute to get to that point where I would be like, yeah, let me have a friends with benefits. Because now I've had intimacy for so long. Mm-hmm. So now I have to be in a space. I feel like I would have to be in a space where I'm like, I don't miss intimacy. I don't crave it anymore. Like, that would take me a minute. That would take me a minute to be like, all right, kind of...
Yeah, because you're used to it.
Because I've had it for so long.
And that was the thing for me. Because after 6 years, it was like, okay, I'm used to the way that things are. And now it's completely different.
Right.
What the hell do I do? But it was like, bitch, you got this. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. You know, like, and now I look back and I'm like, what am I thinking? Like, why would I doubt myself? Why would I sit here and, you know, like, shit is just completely different. But friends with benefits, man, I don't know. That's just because I was such a goody good. Like, I feel like I still am in certain ways.
Yeah.
But, of course, I'm not innocent. I got a whole kid, you know?
Things happen.
Shit happens. But, you know, just know your mindset. Know yourself with this situation. Because it can get messy.
Yeah.
Very
especially,
messy.
Especially, and no matter what, a friends with benefits situation, there's only one or two ways that's going to. One of two outcomes that's going to happen with it, most likely. It's either that you guys are going to break up because one of you guys is going to find a relationship that you guys want to be in, or you guys are going to end up together because you end up liking each other. Mm-hmm. You don't, like, it's very, very, very extremely rare that somebody stays friends with benefits for life.
Right.
It just doesn't fucking happen.
Can you imagine if we found somebody? We got the two couple, the two friends. They've been friends with benefits for 30, 40 years.
Right. Oh, like, no, we're not together.
Right.
Yes, you are.
We just live together. He goes. He sleeps in another room.
Like, right.
Oh, okay. Like,
oh, so you guys are together.
So what you're telling us is that you guys
and you're
are
not
together.
Fucking with anybody else? Oh, we are together. It's been 20 years, bitch.
That's
just
funny.
Just admit it.
Oh my God.
So you have to be prepared for that too. Like, it's either going to end up in a relationship or it's going to end up being broken off.
Yeah, because like you said, someone sometimes gets feelings.
Right. And in my case, the person, I feel like a lot of people think that the girl is going to be the first one to catch feelings because right. we're emotional as fuck.
But in hey, my... I'm hard-headed when it comes to certain things sometimes because I feel like if I'm really fucking with you, like... I don't know. Maybe I've become hard over the years or something. Or maybe just over time I've become hard. Because I don't express my feelings like that. And I feel like...
But you did with what's-his-name.
Yeah. You're right.
So it's like, it's still there.
It's still there. I've done it before. But I feel like that situation kind of like cold made me not cold hearted, but
yeah, like a little like more into a shell.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like I kind of can separate things now, especially like my emotions to what is something, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And I don't let things affect me the way that they used to. So yeah, I mean, I know it's still there, but I don't know.
Well, what ended up happening to me was, like I was saying, I think that girls do catch on quicker, or a lot of people have the mentality that they catch on quicker. And for me, it was the guy that caught feelings before I did. And it was, you know, it started off with me just coming over after the club or after going out to the bar. And then, like, I would stay the night and wake up and he'd be like, oh, I would be like having breakfast with his family and meeting nephews and nieces and shit. And I'd be like, okay, in my club clothes, bitch. And he would give me like basketball shorts to
put. Yeah, this is my cousin. This is my Titi.
He's playing with the kids and stuff. Oh, I'm like, all right, well, I gotta go.
Right. I don't even want breakfast. Can I leave?
And it was real messy because we worked at the same place. Mm. Like, we both worked in the same.
That's one thing that's like, because you're around these people for so long, all the time, damn near every day.
Right.
You do form connections with people that you work with.
Right. And like the place that we used to work at, it's like a whole other community in there. There's like so many
venues and all types of shit.
And so many people that you see out because everyone tends to go to the same places. And back then, the Rack was a big place.
Yeah.
So on Sunday nights, they would have hospitality, everything half off. Right. Everyone from our job would go over there. So that's how I ended up in this situation. Like, oh yeah, I've seen you around. And then it ended up being like, oh yeah, come over.
The one thing led to another.
And it would just, it turned into something so messy that I was like, oh my God, like, how did it get to this point? It went from being so fun and so like,
yeah,
so like flirty and like rebellious and being
serious,
and then now like we're having serious conversation and you're mad at me because I'm not doing certain things,
right? And you're like, wait a minute, we established what we were,
right? And I think like that constant making sure we're both still on the same level with things is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not gonna lie, after, he expressed it before I did, but, you know, the feelings for him were still there. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I still cared about him. Of course I did. I grew to know him but as a person.
But to the point where you're, like, it can be overwhelming, like, meeting friends, meeting family, and you're fucking, we're just supposed to be, like, well, we're just friends with benefits. Right. Why am I meeting everybody?
Then it's like, well, what are we? And then it would be like, oh, well, now let's cuddle. Now let's watch a movie. And I'm like, what? And then,
what?
And then it's like, what's going to happen when you talk to a girl and you go on a date with another girl? I go on a date with another guy when I think I want to be serious.
Right.
Now our feelings are going to get hurt.
Right.
So I think that I'm an advocate for that. I'm an advocate for friends with benefits. But as long as
being straight up,
you have a good headspace for it, because it could get real messy real quick.
Yeah.
And I really would love to know a male's perspective on it. And I think
we're gonna do a part two on this.
Right. But we need somebody that's gonna be real, because I feel like a lot of men are like, oh yeah, well, I'm just here to fuck. And oh yeah, but you know, we need somebody that's gonna be open about it and be like, yeah, it is messy. It is this, it is that. Because a lot of guys, unfortunately, for various reasons, put up a shell and try to act all hard and like they can handle it. But in my case, the person put up like that persona, like that he could handle it and it was no big deal, and he ended up going crazy on me.
Craziness
got mad at me, y'all. I'm about to put him out a little bit. He's listening, sorry. But got mad at me because he saw me at the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru and I didn't say hi. I was like, what?
Bitch, we see each other at work.
Right.
Like, and if I didn't see you and say hi, it's probably because I didn't see you. Like,
right. And you're mad because I didn't say hi to you? What?
Oh, no.
This is not what it's supposed to be.
What happens if I don't answer a phone call? Or don't answer a text? Your ass is going to be stalking me.
Right. You're going to be paying for my meals and because you're acting real boyfriendish now. Right. So what you bringing to the table?
Right.
And besides that fucking attitude you have.
Right.
It sounds so bad to say, but it's like that's that how part. Nasty it got. And I think in those situations it just needs to be very...
You need to be thorough.
Yeah. And communicate. So it doesn't get nasty.
So me and Dolly had looked up some stuff online and we found something that was pretty funny.
It is funny.
It's by Mary Claire.
Yeah.
The magazine. But it's called, it's just talking about the 7 types of friends with benefits. And we were like, what the hell?
Right. There's 7 Never types. Knew there was even 7 types. That's a lot of types.
Right. So we're going to share them with you. The one that we first have is true friends. Academic definition is an important friend considered a safe sexual partner. But in translation, it means you actually want to hang out with him with your clothes on.
Which that's a lot of the situations too, where you're actually friends in real life.
Right. I don't know.
I could low-key see myself doing that too.
I don't have a lot of friends. I feel like I don't consider a lot of people friends.
Yeah,
so that's it's kind of like, I don't know if I would do that with actual friends.
The only way that gets messy is if like the other person gets in a relationship or you get in a relationship and you want to be open to the person you're in a relationship with and be like, yo,
we did
so and so is a really good friend of mine. Back in the day, we kind of used to fuck.
But see, then there's some people who are like, oh, whatever, as long as this is not happening. You know what I'm
saying?
Right. And then there's some people that are like, what? You can't see them anymore. You can't talk to them.
Right.
You can't do anything. What is she doing in your phone? Delete her number. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, craziness. God. Okay. The second one is just sex. The academic definition is, other than sexual encounters, there's little interaction that occurs. The translation is, you only talk to him after 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Booty call.
The next one is network opportunism. So the academic definition is friends who share a network, whose shared network allows them to interact, typically while consuming alcohol. Translation, he's your end of the party default. I can't even talk. Translation, he's your end of the party default option.
Okay.
The next one is successful transition. And the academic definition is intentionally and effectively using friends with benefits to initiate a romantic relationship. The translation is, through your wits and charm, you turned into a real thing.
So you just played that.
You've turned it
you
into a real thing.
You played him. You had tricked the person into being with you.
There's the unintentional transition. And the academic definition is a friends with benefits that leads to a romantic relationship, although it was not the original intent. Translation, whoops, he's your accidental boyfriend. Mm-hmm. The next one is failed transition. And the academic definition is one or both partners attempted unsuccessfully to generate a romantic transition. Translation, you're heartbroken, or he is, and now you're having heartbreak sex.
Yep.
There is and the last one is a transition out, which is sexual interactions between partners from a terminated romantic relationship. Translation, your half-hearted breakup sex lasts for months.
I can see all of those things happening.
Yes.
And you would never know that there's 7 types.
Yeah, 100%.
You just think friends with benefits.
And then we talk about all of the like different things that come with it. People wanting relationships, but not wanting relationships. You know, and that's the type of stuff.
You know it's really hard, though, when this, like, a friends with benefits where the sex is bomb as fuck, mm-hmm. and then getting with a part, like, somebody else, and it's not as great, and you're like, oh, damn.
Right.
Ugh. This was so much better with somebody else.
Lito.
I know, it's so fucked up to say.
And I think that's why I don't like men. I think that's one of the fears that I have too, like comparing.
Where it's going to be too good.
Right.
Like.
But I'm saying like I would never, not that I wouldn't want that to be done. I wouldn't want that to be done to me. A guy's like, oh damn, I just had sex with this thot, you know, on the street that's willing to do whatever. And then, you know, I'm just like.
On the thot. Laying in bed eating Cheetos, knowing you're a thought.
I'm cool with it.
I know. Cut through and down.
So bad. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I've definitely been in that situation.
Crazy because I love having Dolly as a friend because she can coach me through certain things. So we're talking about going out tonight and she's like, you better flirt with somebody because I'm like very, well, she told me because I'm like, people don't approach me, you know, and I'm like, do I have a resting bitch face or is it because like I'm just shy or what is it? And she, what did you say?
I said, I think it's more,
and I'm the observer or something like that. Then I'm the type to sit back and observe. Because I am. And like, that's just me. I just sit back and observe the scene and feel it out. I'm not the type to be like, oh, hey.
And I told her, like, I know that about her. So like, it's under, like, I get it. But with other people, with strangers, it makes it seem like she's a little less unapproachable. Because it looks like she's just kind of judging the scene and judging everything. And like, she's kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, has that like...
Instead of being in the moment, my ass.
But tonight is the night. Tonight it's Super Bowl weekend, and she's gonna flirt with somebody, even if he's ugly. we're getting practice in tonight.
I'm so done.
Go to somebody. Where'd you get your jersey?
Right. That's a nice jersey. Nice shoulder touch. Jersey.
It's so soft.
How much did it cost? I know that bitch was expensive.
$50.
Whoa,
my
you got
name
money.
Is Jackie.
Oh, you got money.
Oh my God.
That would make it so awkward.
Oh my God. If you want, I know Johnny will be okay with it. I'll flirt with somebody to like get the edge off.
Dito, he's so cute. For that.
He'll internally be like, ooh, that kind of hurt. But he knows how I am.
Yeah, well, he knows where your heart is. And he knows where you stand
and
with
he knows,
him. So.
Yeah, and he knows,
he's like,
I
know she ain't doing nothing.
Exactly. And I like to talk to people, so he knows that it's like...
That's just how you are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he knows that you know where your place is with him.
Right, and that so I would never do anything...
To hurt him.
Yeah, yeah, to go over a limit that's unacceptable. But yeah, I'll flirt with somebody just to be like... And then,
girl, in my ass, hey.
Be like, all right, bitch, it's your turn.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Let's take a shot, Let's then you're up.
Is. Oh, my God. You guys, we'll talk to you guys next time about how this is going to be.
Right, we got to go because we finished our drink. The city is lit.
Hey, but can we talk about...
oh, yeah, sorry.
We still have two segments. We just want to talk about our away question, and it is, are we... Just friends yet? Are we just friends yet?
Just a friend.
Oh, and the adulting tip of the week that we want to leave you with is just to make sure that you're both on the same page about your situationship or whatever you got going on.
Right. If you find yourself in that situation, it is all good. Have fun. Do it. I'm an advocate for that. But make sure that you... Your emotions are in order and they're, you guys are communicating what it is.
Yes. Like, and make sure they know how you feel.
Exact. At all times.
So that they're, that it's clear from the get, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you. Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, we'll see you guys later.
Stay tuned for next week's Grown Folk Biz so you can see all about how tonight went. Because I'm sure it's going to be epic.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, you guys. We love you for listening. Tune in next week for a new episode.
And stop shooting up your city. Grow up.
Grow up.